From Spark and Anvil and Saffron Lab, this is Zest, in Chapter 1 of the Saffron Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In a small village beside the citrus groves, there lived a lemur tween named Zest, who carried a little basket of lemons wherever she went. Zest was bright-eyed and lively, with a long ringed tail and quick, curious paws. She wore an apron with a basket pocket, and in it, always, something sour, a lemon, a lime, a small jar of vinegar. When a dish tasted heavy or flat, Zest would add the smallest squeeze of something sour, and the whole thing would seem to lift and shine. Zest had a sentence she liked to say, bright as her lemons. "A squeeze of something sour lifts the whole dish," Zest would say. "Acid is the sunlight of flavor. When food tastes heavy, it often isn't more salt it needs. It's a little bright sour." People sometimes thought sour was just for lemonade. Zest would just squeeze a drop into a rich stew and let them taste it wake up.
When Zest was small, her aunt had taught her over a pot of lentils. Her aunt made a lentil stew that was rich and warm, but one day, somehow heavy, thick and dull and sitting flat on the tongue, like a gray afternoon. Young Zest tasted it and couldn't say what was wrong. It wasn't unsalted. It was just tired. "Watch," her aunt said, and squeezed half a lemon into the pot, stirred, and offered the spoon again. Zest tasted, and the stew woke up, but differently than salt woke things. It went light, bright. The heaviness lifted, like sun breaking through cloud, and the flavors that had been buried under the richness suddenly sparkled. "It didn't need more salt," her aunt said. "It needed lifting. A little sour cuts through the heavy and lets the light back in. Acid is the sunlight of the kitchen." Zest felt a bright wonder open in her chest, that the answer to heavy and dull wasn't more of the same, but a small, different, shining thing.
Zest came to Saffron Lab as a young lemur, because a place that studied flavor ought to understand the bright half of it that so many cooks forget. The old cook who welcomed her set out a rich, heavy sauce. "This is too flat," she said, "but do not add salt. It has enough. Fix it." Zest tasted. Rich, yes, but heavy, sitting dull on the tongue. She did not reach for salt. She squeezed in a few drops of vinegar, stirred, tasted again, and the sauce brightened, the heaviness lifting, the flavors sparkling clear. The old cook's eyes lit up. "You reached for sour, not more salt. Most cooks only know one answer. You knew the dish needed lifting, not deepening. That is rare."
In her kitchen, Zest gave her students two spoons of the same rich soup, one plain, one with a squeeze of lemon. "The first?" she asked. "Heavy, dull." "The second?" Their faces brightened. "The same soup, but light, alive, shining." "I added no salt," said Zest. "I added sour. Salt makes flavors louder. Acid makes them brighter. It cuts through richness and lets the light in." Then she taught them the real wisdom. "So when a dish tastes off, don't just add more of what's already there. Ask what it needs. Flat and sleepy? Maybe salt. Heavy and dull? Probably a little bright sour. Learning the difference, that is what makes a cook, not a guesser." She passed around lemon wedges and let each student squeeze and taste, watching heavy dishes lift into light. She said it warmly. "The sour is not the enemy of the rich. It is its friend. A squeeze of bright cuts through the heavy and reminds it how to shine. Every good dish is a little balance of the deep and the bright."
"A squeeze of something sour lifts the whole dish. Acid is the sunlight of flavor." And when Zest said it, squeezing one last bright drop of lemon, her lively face filled with a warm, sparkling joy. The light, glad feeling of watching something heavy and tired be gently lifted back into brightness, and of knowing that sometimes the smallest, most different touch is exactly the one a dull thing needs.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Zest. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.